Now, there have been further warnings today about the spread of flu, with doctors saying the number of cases hasn't yet peaked. The past fortnight has seen a surge in infections, and the president of the medical council, Dr. Suzanne Crowe, told David McCullough that this year's strain was unusual.
It has mutated. It's mutated up to six times over the summer. And so it's a virus that just hasn't been seen in this country before. If you could imagine like that, it's a brand new flu virus. And so we don't have herd immunity. And that's one of the reasons why it's so infectious and people are getting sick. There's no residual flu immunity left over from last year. Last year was quite a mild flu season and there's no residual immunity. So we're starting from scratch.
HSE figures show that last week there were 28 outbreaks in hospitals and 23 in nursing homes. In the north, several nursing homes have advised families not to visit. Let's talk to Tadhg Daly, who's the chief executive of Nursing Homes Ireland. He's in our Cork studio. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Rachel.
What are your members seeing?
Yeah, well, definitely there's a heightened awareness and I suppose there is a strong concern across the sector about what we're hearing. All of the experts are warning that there's a surge coming. I suppose at the moment it hasn't really presented in huge numbers, as you say, 23 outbreaks across over 500 nursing homes. So it's very much in containment phase at the moment, but no doubt we are concerned and there's, I suppose, as I say, a heightened awareness and, you know, nursing homes are engaged in outbreak preparedness, making sure that, you know, symptomatic residents are identified and maybe isolated if required, that we have the swabs to ensure that there's a quick turnaround on lab results, and also having supplies of antiviral agents if they're required. So, look, the nursing home sector is resilient. The staff are very experienced in dealing with, I suppose, infection in general terms. But what we're hearing is concerning, and it's up to all of us now across society to get vaccinated and take what we would term sensible precautions in the weeks ahead.
If there is an outbreak of flu in a home, what happens? I mean, are there restrictions on visitors? Because, of course, this is a great time of year for visiting.
Absolutely. And that's the priority now at the moment, is to ensure, you know, social connections matter. It's important that residents would continue to receive visitors. And that's our priority in Nursing Homes Ireland, working with the HSE, the HPSC and others, is to get to a position where there are no restrictions. Now, that may not be possible in all circumstances. If there's a fairly large outbreak, it may be necessary to have some restrictions. But ideally, what we're working towards is to continue that residents will continue to enjoy safe visits with family and friends. And that's where, you know, vaccination, as I say, and sensible precautions come in. Clearly, if someone has symptoms, they shouldn't come anywhere near a nursing home because, you know, if they're infectious or if they're brewing an infection, then that could have significant consequences, particularly for the older population.
Looking at the figures, the vast majority of nursing home residents have received a flu vaccine, but the figures also suggest that the vaccine uptake among healthcare workers, that remains relatively low.
Yeah, that is a concern, absolutely. As you say, we're over 80% vaccination uptake among residents. That's fantastic and is, I suppose, in line with last year's figures. At the moment, the figures we're seeing for healthcare workers in the HSE is something of the order of, I think, about 27%. Now, last year we finished up at, I think, 57, 58%. So that's the message that in HI, the HSE and others are propagating over the next while. It's not too late to get vaccinated. And we would encourage those to, obviously for their own health and safety, but also for those that they're privileged to care for, that they have a responsibility to those as well, that they get vaccinated. So it's not too late, and that message needs to get out loud and clear.
Tadhg Daly, Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, thanks for being with us on the News at 1.